Kenneth Suwan and Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, Keith, K-E-Y-S. She was seen today, 7/9/2025. She was born 11/23/56. Miss Keys is a 68-year-old black woman currently on hospice with low EF systolic dysfunction, congestive heart failure, period. New paragraph, she has a history of diabetes, goiter, essential hypertension, and thyrotoxicosis, period. She's basically chair-bound. She's very short of breath at all times. She has ejection fraction in her 20s, in the 20s, period. Her MAC is 33.5, KPS is 40%, period. Despite taking diuretics times 2, Zoroxylin, as well as LASIK, she continues to have a 3-plus pilledema bilaterally, secondary to her severe end-stage heart failure, period. Her blood pressure today, 163 over 84, period. She also has developed an infected stasis ulcer on her right leg, causing increased pain and discomfort, period. For this reason, patient's care was discussed with a hospice nurse who's going to order Keflex per hospice medical director, period. Her O2 sat's 92% on room air. She has oxygen available, and she's using a nebulizer on a PRN basis, period. She lives with her daughter, who's her primary caregiver, period. She's ADL dependent, totally. She wears a diaper and is bowel and bladder bladder incontinent all the time and bowel incontinent most of the time, period. Ella says she belongs to the New York Heart Association Class 4 regarding her heart failure with shortness of breath at all times, much worse with any type of activity, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient continues to eat very little and expected to do poorly, most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. New paragraph, the swelling in the lower extremity can hide symptoms of deep venous thrombosis, and she's taking her aspirin once a day to prevent that at this time, period. Okay, thank you so much.